God bless you. I want you to sit down in the presence of the Lord and tell your neighbor, it is well with me. Yeah. In everything that I lay my hand upon, it shall be well. In the mighty name of Jesus. There was a vigil in House of Faith a long time ago. And this guest minister from Nigeria asked the question, who are you? I can never forget that preaching, that word. Who are you? Unfortunately, it was recorded. But unfortunately, the recording was very poor. I cannot even use it. But I still remember vividly what he was saying. He said, John the Baptist, people sent, the Pharisees sent to him and asked him, who are you? For them to be able to understand what he was, he first told them what he was not. He said, I am not the one. I am not the Christ. Okay? But I am the voice of the prophet crying in where? In the wilderness. He told them that, no, don't ever take me for the prophet you are expecting. No. I am the voice crying in the wilderness. Repent. And so on and so forth. I don't want to misquote what the Bible says concerning that issue. But at the end of the day, the man of God eventually, you know, reach a conclusion that you are a child of God with temporary challenges. Hello? We are all children of God, but we must go through what? Challenges. And don't ever think that your challenges are what? Are permanent. They are what? They are temporary. I pray every challenge that you have today, the Lord will clear them off in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You will live a holy life in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So today we want to read Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. And the title is Done in One Day. Done in what? In one day. It's about the story of Joseph. Last week I went back to the story of Joseph. I look at the dream that he has in his destiny. I look at how he could have lost that dream. You know, if not for the grace of God, if not for the fact that he was broken, like we said last week. He was a broken man. Sexually, he was broken. And it's very, very dicey because I was looking at what would be his age. He got into that man's house. Okay, the Ishmaelites bought him at 17. Probably remained with Ishmaelite for, let's say, 3 years before they sold him to Potiphar. So that makes him how many years? 20. Then I begin to see, maybe the incident happened when he was 21. When the hormones, sexual hormones in the body are misbehaving. You know that? But because the guy was sexually broken, he was in his prime. It's not that he has become 50, 60 when you have lost interest in sexual activities. No. In his prime. Can you imagine? That was when the advance came. And he rejected it. Then he found himself in prison. Before he was eventually brought out at the age of 30. From prison to the palace. I pray for you, we move from prison to palace this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Every challenge in your life will become fired, and the fire of the Holy Ghost will burn them off in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look at that Bible passage. Proverbs 24. We read from 30 to 34. I'm reading from NIV. So you just follow me. May the Lord bless the reading and listening to this word in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. Can you imagine? The ground was covered with weeds. and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading and listening to his words in the mighty name of Jesus. So I reflected over this passage, and I applied it to the life of Joseph as well. So when you are installing a program, for example, on the computer, you know there is usually an indicator, usually in form of a moving bar, showing you the installation progress. You will be looking at it, you will be seeing it. And if it is a program that is packed and needs to be extracted, you will see when the pack has been extracted, you will see when the installation begins, you will also see the bar saying that the program has been installed. Is that not so? Or that the program is being installed. You will see the number of minutes required to finish installation. And you will see it counting down. So, doing that, you can determine whether you quickly want to grab a cup of coffee. In my own case, maybe a cup of green tea, because I don't like coffee. And then you can determine if you have enough time or not while you are watching what has been downloaded. In project management, it is also the same thing. There is what is known as project tracker. Activities and tasks are monitored by project management software, and you will see where the project is, if properly updated. You will see if project management meetings, you also, the stakeholders, we want to see where the project is and how much time and other resources are needed to complete the project. I read in Nigerian newspaper how the stakeholders of education are having nonchalant attitudes towards education and the negative impact it's having on tertiary institutions in Nigeria. Why? Because people who are the stakeholders in education are not serious. The government, the academic staff union, the parents teachers association, the National Universities Commission, and so on and so forth. A colleague of mine that was there, this morning, I just saw her message on the WhatsApp showing me that write-up about the nonchalant attitude of. Then I sent her a message. Are you telling me you are still on strike? This is more than 10 weeks ago. He said, yes. And that is nonchalant attitude. You can see, even when we have a government shutdown here, at least people were making effort to make sure that every day, it was in the news, it was being, to make sure that the government reopens. So in some projects, you are able to determine exactly when the project will be completed. Now, with this kind of culture in mind, because that's the type of culture many of us have, many children of God are discouraged and sometimes disappointed when there's no apparent indication that God's promises are being fulfilled in their lives. Is that a lie? No. We become disappointed. I remember when I was newly born again, once I hear something as a promise of God like this, I want it to happen the second day. I want it to happen. God promised me this. I told you whenever we finish service, and they say, men, wait behind. I know they are going to talk about money. And because I don't have money, I will just, before they share grace at all, because once you share the grace, they want to lock the door against men because they know they will run away. But before they share grace, I will just do as if I'm going to the bathroom, and that's how I will disappear. And I will make sure they finish the meeting before I will just go on aimless wandering. I will now come back after they have finished the meeting. But as those things were happening, a voice was telling me that everything is going to be easy for me. That I will spend money with ease. And I will look at myself. Say, money, will it happen? I begin to lose my head to think of where contract will come from. You know, that's the only way we survive in Nigeria, contract. I registered a company. I knew people in government. Then they're pursuing these commissioners all over the place. One of my personal assistants to Bola Tinubu was a very close friend of mine that we finished law together at LASU. You know, he became his private secretary when he eventually won. So you will see me in his office every time waiting for contracts. Because a voice was telling me that it shall be well. All shall be. I was expecting it. Because I was a baby Christian, you don't blame me. And that's how many of us are. We have looked at project management, we have looked at installation on the computer. We just sit down with a cup of coffee, we see it downloaded. So when God promises us something, we want it downloaded immediately. Is that also? Praise the Lord. So when God promises, when God gives a promise in a year, many people believe that the plan will be completed in that same year. It's not always so. God, however, does not work this way. He cannot be programmed. He does not give a progress bar for you to see that the promise is on its way to fulfillment. An understanding of this is very vital for every Christian. Otherwise, we may throw our destinies to the wind without knowing it. Otherwise, we compromise. Many people, God has promised them good, big, cheerful future. But because it's not coming, they compromise. Our brother gave us an example of one sister that was waiting on the Lord for life partners. After waiting, she decided to help herself. She died in that pregnancy that same year that she helped herself. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let's apply it to the life of Joseph. As a teenager, Joseph had a dream that his brothers and parents would do what? Would bow down to him. He was not shy to share it. He has that spirit of boldness in him. Didn't fear about it. There was no fear. He didn't exercise any fear. He shared with his father. He shared with his brother. But his brothers got jealous. And at the age of 17, they sold him into slavery. To his brothers and to everyone, this was the end of his dream. But was that the end of his dream? No. Perhaps to Joseph himself, this was the end of the dream. And to confirm it was the end, he was framed up, jailed for a crime he did not commit. As it is said, this was perhaps the last straw that broke the camel's back. He was probably going to die in prison. To everyone, Joseph had moved far in the opposite direction of his destiny. There's no doubt about that. In fact, his brother too. That guy wants to be a king over us. Where is he today? He has moved far away from it. But to God, however, the progress bar was moving and the time remaining for completion was counting down. So at 8:30, the progress bar moved close to the tail end and God engineered a dream to Pharaoh. You remember? You know the story. Which could not be interpreted by any of his magicians. Pharaoh's butler, who was assisted by Joseph in prison, but who forgot to assist Joseph upon getting out of prison, Remember and told Pharaoh that someone could interpret his dream. Amen? And what is that telling us? What is the implication of that? Never rely on the arms of flesh. Never do what? Never rely. My pastor promised to be praying for me. Don't let me tell you it's a lie. Pray for yourself. I'm not saying pastors don't pray for their congregation, everybody. But you now rely on it and you now start running around the street without remembering yourself in prayer. You are deceiving yourself. Never rely on the arms of flesh. When I was in Nigeria, I rely on that arms of flesh. In fact, after 3 years of Bola Tinubu, because I remember I forced everybody in the house to go vote. Everybody who registered of voting age. I make sure I led everybody to that, we were about, my wife's brothers and sisters were with me. And I too have about two sisters living with me. So they are all of voting age. I force everybody, go and vote for ballot. Because I was dreaming. You know, I have that dream that in the next 6 months, the whole of my compound will just be full of cars. And money will be flowing like. And I begin to struggle. First year, several times I sleep in my friend's office in Alausa. I will go to his office about the contract I was expecting. So then he will tell me, "Oh, Oga has called us for a meeting. I'm coming." And then he will be there. And I will be there 1 a.m. in his office. It's very dangerous to go home 2 a.m. So I will have to sleep there and drive home in the morning, looking for contract, relying on arms of what? It will disappoint you. So when I was eventually disappointed, I now sat down and said, "Look, boy, nothing is coming from this place. So probably it's going to be another way." Today I thank God that when it comes to feeding, when it comes to giving, I don't struggle anymore. That dream that I had that time has come to pass. But look at the number of years it takes. In fact, when I first came to America in 2004, and the poverty came, I told myself, no hope for you. And my sisters over there, you know, will be calling. Brother, you have been there for 5 years. What do you mean? You can't send us money? At least when you are here, we know how well you've been helping us. Now that you are swimming in dollars, you don't even remember us anymore. They don't know. But I thank God for today. You have reason to thank God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Those challenges became temporary. So any challenge you are going through now is temporary. But that time it was as if it was permanent. Joseph thought it was permanent. Yes, Joseph also thought it was permanent. But remember, quickly, Pharaoh commanded the people to fetch him from the prison. And I'm sure before, based on the movie we watched on this thing, he was shaving, he was polished, you know, his dress was changed to qualify him to stand before the king. You know, you can't come to the king and be smelling. So they quickly polished him up. I remember that movie very well. They changed his clothes, they cut his hair. You know, they cut his nails, they put Mary Kay on his face to make sure that he's looking good. But God was up to something. Even as it was becoming apparent, you know, that to Joseph that the D-Day was here. I'm sure when he was brought before the king, he knew, if I be able, God give me the opportunity to interpret this dream to Joseph, to Pharaoh, I'm going to be set free from this prison. He knew that. And where was he thinking? We go back to Canaan. At least that, look at that. That was the hope he has. He will go back to his father in Canaan. But the whole of Egypt, God was planning to put it in where? In his pocket. And if he was not broken in prison, at the age of 30, you become the prime minister of a country or of the most powerful country in the world at that time. World power, like US, age 30. Such an individual will misbehave. Leaving college at 21, you know, I have planned out how I'm going to get a car, you know, at 22. And I was pursuing it. I was saving money, but it never come to pass. The car did not come until I was 34. Look at the difference. But later I reflected, if I have gotten the car, ask me why do I want that car at that age? It's just to carry women, nothing else. I wasn't born again, I wasn't regenerated. I see my friends who their father have cars, and what they use it, we call them oppressors. And now they easily get girlfriends. And those of us who are on legacy bands don't easily find it. So I was aspiring for a car. You know? But God didn't give me. And I realized that if I had been given a car that time, probably I won't be alive by now. And by the time the car started coming in, I was 34. That same year, I think I have about 3 cars. And ever since that time, at least in my driveway, there were minimum of 2 cars parked. Minimum. It could be more than that. So finally, Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream, and God's progress bar moved to the end. Time remaining ticked close to zero. Pharaoh was extremely happy that his dream was interpreted, and he said to his servants, "Can we find such a man?" Look at Genesis 41, 39 to 41. Genesis 41, 39 to 41. "Can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the spirit of the living God." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning as wise as you. You shall be over my house." Look at that. "And all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." This guy was a foreigner in Egypt. He was not an Egyptian, unlike Moses. "I have set you above the land of Egypt." The whole country was now put in Joseph's pocket. Thus, in one day, Joseph's position changed from a prisoner to what? To prime minister. One day. What if Joseph has given up, you know, when he was offered sex by his master's wife? I want us to answer that question. What will have happened? What if he had joined the prison gangs when he was thrown into prison? Some people today, they put in prison and they become hardened in the prison instead of reforming their lives. What will have become of Joseph's destiny? A man came to us when we were in when I was still working as a caseworker, social worker with an agency in Chicago. He was reformed in prison. He said he had the opportunity of joining the prison gangs. He was arrested for selling drugs, you know, from house to house. And he was making it until he got busted and he was put in prison. Today he's a motivational speaker. And he goes about, you know, encouraging and talking to people and making his money. He showed us the picture of his house in Florida. It was a mansion, just talking. Can you imagine? But he said, "What if I have joined the prison gangs? I won't be where I am today." He was reformed in the prison. So, are you perhaps tired of waiting for the promises of God? Are you discouraged that there is no apparent progress in the promise? Are you thinking of taking matters into your own hand? Thinking that God is slow or has dropped the ball? Remember Joseph. It took 13 years for God to fulfill his dreams in his life. But in one single day, just one day, everything changed. And a foreign prisoner became who? A national leader, a prime minister. So we need to know that God's time may be different from our time. And God's process to completion started the moment he delivered a promise to us. Once God delivered a promise to you, the process of completing starts. Might not be that month, might not be that year, but wait patiently for him. God is not a man that he should lie. You know that? Nor is he the son of man that he should repent. What God has promised you is on his way to fulfillment. Say amen to that. So this morning, I want you to stop to quit doubting. Start believing. A single day is what it took God for Joseph to be capitulated from shame to fame. Keep waiting on God. Your D-Day is coming. Say a better amen. Amen. And there are so many other examples in the Bible. God, he does not walk like man. When I was not born again, they would tell you, oh, the voice of God, the voice of man is the voice of God. When I started the workers in training, the minister, remember, it's one of the things the minister first told us, it's a lie. People can say, yes. If God says no, where are you going? The voice of people is not the voice of God, oh. You are the one who's to examine your personal relationship with God and make sure you are right with him. There are so many people, you see them physically. They think, you don't even doubt. But in the secret place, they are not right with God. And the whole people will be saying, oh, great are you, great are you, great are you. But God is saying, no, less are you, less are you, less are you. May the word of God bring us joy. May the word of God bring us peace. May the word of God change our destiny for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us arise this morning. Arise. Talk to God. I don't know in which area God has promised you certain things. And it's yet to be fulfilled. Just remind him. Remember what Jesus Christ told his disciples in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. He said, when you pray, believe that you have received it. And it shall do what? It shall come to pass. The problem is that many of us, look at Jacob, for example. Look at the destiny Jacob has with God. But each time, he ran faster than God. That was why he cheated his brother to get the birthright. When he got to Laban, the same thing happened. Until he was broken. Lord, break me. And let me be a doer of your word. In the name of Jesus. Every hard bondage taking root in my life, let it be dissolved by fire right now. Every hard bondage seems to be taking root. Does not allow me to believe in you. The fire of God. Proverbs 25, verse 15 says, through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. Can you imagine? A gentle tongue. True patience, a ruler, can be what? Can be persuaded. God expects us to be patient. It's time for us. It's there. Many great men of God, God has promised them that they will be great. But when they start the church is not flowing. I read the story of a man in Abuja. 10 years, the church was not flowing. Said at the time he reached a plateau, 500 people. Then a church came 6 months. Woo! He went back to the pastor of the second church. He said, what is going on? I said, I will show you the way. But it is what was a way to destruction. You will never be destroyed. In the name of you. Pray, Father, let my destiny never be destroyed. Touch my destiny. If you can promote Joseph just in one day from prison to palace, I believe you, Lord. I believe you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. Or are you there this morning? The promises of God, it seems it is too late and you are using other means. This is an opportunity for you to repent and say, Father, have mercy on me. Go ahead, talk to God. Mercy, 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 mercy. Lord, mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, Lord. The joy of it is that there is no one who asked for mercy that did not get it. Bartimaeus cried for mercy. The whole world stood still. Remember Bartimaeus, the blind? He cried for mercy. The whole world stood still. Just knowing that Jesus was passing by, he cried aloud. Some people shouted him down. But the Bible says, he cried the more, and the whole world stood still. This morning, cry unto the Lord. As a Father, let your mercy prevail upon me, upon my household, upon my work, upon my ministry, upon my vocation, upon everything that I lay my hand upon. Father, give me the spirit to wait upon you, to wait for you, to pray unto you in the mighty name. Some of us, we wake up in the morning, we don't feel like praying. It is the spirit of repression. Come against it this morning. Ask for the fire of the Lord. You must wake up for his, with prayers in your mouth. You must wake up with songs of praise in your mouth. Yes, yes, yes. And God can do it. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.